Svam vidam Bhagavan Paramatma Tattvam. Sattvena sampratiratim rachayantam yesham. Yatte nutapa viditair drudha bhakti yogair. Udgrantha yor dividurabhunayo viragaha. Tam tvam vidam bhagavan paramatma tattvam. Sattvena sampratiratim rachayantam yesham. Yatte nutapa vidite dhruda bhakti yogair. Utgrantha yor dividur munayo viragaha. Tam tvam vidam bhagavan paramatma tattvam. Sattvena sampratiratim rachayantam esham. Yatte nutapa viditair dhruda bhakti yogair. Utgrantha yor hrudi vidur munayo viragaha. Translation and purport by His Living Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. We know that you are the Supreme Absolute Truth, the personality of a Godhead, who manifests His transcendental form in the uncontaminated mode of pure goodness. This transcendental, eternal form of your personality can be understood only by your mercy through unflinching devotional service, by great sages whose hearts have been purified in the devotional service. The Absolute Truth can be understood in three features: impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and Bhagavan. The Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Here it is admitted that the Supreme Personality of a Godhead is the last word in the understanding the Absolute Truth. Even though the four Kumaras were instructed by their great learned father Brahma, they could not actually understand the Absolute Truth. They could only understand the Supreme Absolute Truth when they personally saw the personality of a Godhead with their own eyes. In other words, if one sees or understands the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, the other two features of the Absolute Truth, namely impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma, are also automatically understood. Therefore, the Kumaras confirm, "You are the ultimate Absolute Truth." The impersonalist may argue that since the Supreme Personality of a Godhead was so nicely decorated, He was therefore not the Absolute Truth. But here it is confirmed that all the variegatedness of the Absolute platform is constituted of Shuddha Tattva, pure goodness. In the material world, any quality, goodness, passion, and ignorance is contaminated. Even the quality of a goodness here in the material world is not free from tinge of passion and ignorance. But in the transcendental world, only pure goodness, without any tinge of a passion or ignorance, exists. Therefore, the form of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead and His variegated pastimes and paraphernalia are all pure sattva guna. Such a variegatedness in a pure goodness is exhibited eternally by the Lord for the satisfaction of the devotee. The devotee does not want to see the Supreme Absolute Truth, its voidness or impersonalism. In one sense, absolute transcendental variegatedness is meant only for the devotees, not for others, because this distinct feature of the transcendental variegatedness can be understood only by the mercy of the Lord and not by mental speculation or the ascending process. It is said that one can understand the Supreme Personality of a Godhead when one is even slightly favored by Him. Otherwise, without His mercy, a man may speculate for thousands of years and not understand what actually the Absolute Truth is. This mercy can be perceived by the devotee when he is completely freed from contamination. It is stated, therefore, that only when all contamination is rooted out and the devotee is completely detached from material attractions can be received his mercy of the Lord. Om Ajnanadimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru na Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sha Namaum Vishnapadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminidinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Niravishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tam Tattvam Vidam Bhagavan Paramatattvam Satvena Samprati Ratim Rachayantam Esham Yat Te Anutap Viditaihi Dhridaha Bhakti Yogair Udgranthayaha Hridi Viduhumunayaha Viragaha. This shloka is very wonderful. because it explains about how to understand the personality of a Godhead or Bhagavan feature of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. As explained in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva, he explains, Vadanti Tattvam Tattva Vidas Tattvam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Shabdate. The absolute truth can be understood in three features: Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Impersonal, that is a Brahman feature of the Lord, or Brahma Jyoti, that's what the Mayavadis and impersonalist Nirvisheshwadi, they try to know. And after cultivation of a knowledge for thousands of years, they come to that realization. But beyond that is localized Paramatma feature of the Lord. In previous verses, it is explained what is the purpose of yoga, why one should perform this Ashtanga yoga. Patanjali, who has propagated this, he himself says that to meditate on the absolute personality of a Godhead who has a 400 form, that's the real purpose of performing Ashtanga yoga. And that 400 form of the Lord, which is localized Paramatma form, or that is Paramatma feature of the Lord who resides in everyone's heart. After controlling all the senses, especially the fine-tuned sense, which is known as a mind, which is the king of all the senses, to concentrate that mind on the lotus feet of the Lord who resides in our heart, that's the goal of yoga. And beyond that is the feature of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, that is Bhagavan, the absolute personality. And that's why it is said, Tam Tvam Vidam Bhagavan Parama Atma Tattvam. This says here, especially Chatush Kumaras, who were great gyanis. As Prabhupada says in this purport, even though they have heard about the absolute truth from Brahmaji, their own father, in whose heart Lord has manifested the Vedas. And from that person, Chatush Kumaras, they got the knowledge about the absolute truth, but they have not understood the supreme absolute truth as a person until they saw the personality of a Godhead himself. And it is clearly says that Yatte anutapa viditer dhruda bhaktir yoga. Anutapa. Anutapa means by the mercy. Whose mercy? Te means, oh my Lord, yours. Without your mercy, it's not possible for us to understand your personal form. So, here it is clearly mentioned that if somebody tries to understand their lordship as a Bhagavan, through his own endeavor, it is not possible. There are some people, they claim that it's my karma in previous life that brought me to bhakti. But here, thing is that without Lord's mercy, you may come to bhakti by your own endeavor. But without Lord's mercy, you will not understand the Supreme Personality of a Godhead as a Bhagavan. You may see him. Like Duryodhana, he also saw their Lordship face to face. But did he realize any time that this is absolute truth? This is what the Yoginam Param Tattva, the Paratattva that they search for, the great yogis after performing hundreds and thousands of years of austerities. That same person is standing in front of the Duryodhana, but was he able to understand him? No. Then what is that makes you understand that this is supreme absolute truth? That is mercy. That element is mercy of the Lord. See, in this age of a Kali, no one is qualified to see their Lordship face to face. But by the mercy of Lord, we can taste the glory of their Lordship's name, his beautiful form, by chanting the holy name. And that mercy is causeless, especially in this age of Akali. In other yugas, you have to perform something. You have to be qualified yourself. You have to make yourself qualified to understand that. Like you have to perform Ashtanga Yoga. Then only in Krita Yoga, you can meditate on the absolute truth. In the Treta, you have to perform so much of Karma Kanda to see their Lordship face to face. Because that time they used to perform yajnas and Lord himself used to manifest there to take his share of ahuti from the yajna. So they have to make themselves qualified to see the Lord. In Dwapar Yuga, people used to do perfect standard worship as per the Vedic system of their Lordship in the deity form. And by doing that, they were able to see their Lordship face to face. But in this age of a Kali, how you can see their Lordship? As explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kali Kale, kya aaya again? Naam Roope Krishna Avatar. In this age of a Kali, Lord Krishna has manifested himself in the form of holy name. And that holy name is randomly distributed by Lord Gauranga. Has he seen anyone's qualification? No. Jaradeka Tarakaha Krishna Upadesh. He has ordered Nityananda and Shripad Haridas Thakur. Ja, go. Go out, and whoever you see, give them this holy name. Jara dekha, whomever you see, whenever you come, whomever you come across, Tarakaha Krishna Upadesh. Instruct them about Krishna. Ask them to chant the holy name of Lord. And because of that causeless mercy, today we are here. Otherwise, just what is our pre-qualification? Just go back some 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, whenever you came to Krishna consciousness, just go back and try to remember what is your qualification. It was some devotee who came to approach you, or someone has given some book, and that brought you back to Krishna consciousness. So it's Lord's mercy that has brought us to Krishna consciousness. That his mercy that we are still in Krishna consciousness. Are still practicing Krishna consciousness. Ch- just think about the position of Kumaras. They are the most elderly personalities in the creation. Can you imagine? When Brahma was born, he was asked by the Lord to start this Visarga, the secondary creation. And he created the first living beings, that is Chatushkumaras. They have not understood the Supreme Personality of a Godhead just by hearing from his father. How they and when they understood? When Lord became merciful and he himself came to see them at the gate of Vaikuntha. Because they were not qualified to go inside the Vaikuntha with the knowledge what they possessed from their father of impersonal realization. They were Brahmavadis, not devotees. But when they committed this particular incident, when they cursed the pure devotees who were at the gate of Vaikuntha to save their devotees, Lord came, and thus they became qualified to see their Lordship. It is by the mercy of Lord. So from this incident we can understand, we can't understand their Lordship by knowledge. What sort of a knowledge that Chatushkumaras has? It is explained, they were totally bereft of all material contaminations of this material world. That's why they were able to go to Vaikuntha Lokas. Otherwise, you can't go beyond Viraja. Because one side of the Viraja river is this whole material creation, and the other side is the entrance of the spiritual world. So unless and until you purify yourself and get Shuddha Sattva body, the Shuddha Sattva, your own constitutional position, you can't cross over the Viraja river. Forget about entering in the kingdom of God. And that is already done with these Chatushkumaras. They are on the threshold of Vaikuntas. They have crossed the seven doors, seven gates of Vaikuntha. And they were at this last gate of Vaikuntha, but they were restricted to go inside, because to understand the absolute personality of a Godhead in his personal form, you need to have his mercy, then only. And they are claiming it here. It's not me. It's not some previous acharya by his own thing he has wrote it down. No. It is directly said by the Kumaras, who were the great Brahmavadis. They themselves are claiming it here. Only by the Dhrida Bhakti Yogair. What they say? Dhrida Bhakti Yogair. Only Bhakti Yogair nahi. What they are saying here? Dhrida. Dhrida means unflinching devotional service. As Lord explains himself in the Bhagavad Gita, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karamadi Anavritam. Sorry, this is in Nectar of Devotion, not in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says, Bhaktyato Ananya Shakya Aham Evo Vidu Arjuna. Bhaktya to ananya shakya. Ananya bhaktya. Ananya means without deviating anywhere. Undeviated. What is the other shloka in the 14th or 13th chapter? Avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Avyabhichari ananya. That sort of a devotional service can attract the mercy of Lord. And by that mercy of Lord, you can see their Lordship in a personal form, and then you can establish your relationship with him. So this verse is a big slap on the face of impersonalist who claims that the beyond Brahma Jyoti there is nothing. And they condemn the personal form of the Lord. They think that Parabrahma comes in contact with the material nature, he becomes vikari. And when he becomes vikari, when he gets this vikaras mean contaminations, then he has a form, and with that form he performs different activities in this material world. That is their understanding about the incarnations of the Lord. The thing Lord becomes contaminated, so he takes form of Lord Ramachandra. He comes as Rama Ramachandra. He comes as a Krishna. He comes as a Vamana. These are that Parabrahma becomes vikari, and then he, no ways. That's the total mess of knowledge. Because they are not qualified. They can't go beyond the Sattva Guna. The mode of Sattva Guna in this age, which explains or which constitutes of tinges of passion and ignorance. So how it is possible? How it is possible to understand that? When you are in the mode of goodness of this material world. Because again, the mode of goodness in this material world causes you bondage in this world. How it binds you in this material world? The sense of happiness and knowledge in the mode of goodness binds you in this material world. Then what you need to understand the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, that is explained here in the last verse of this, last line of this verse, that Udagranthayo Rudividur Munayo Viragaha. What is this? Udagranthayaha. Granthi means, the Sanskrit word granthi means knot. Which knot? Rida granthi. The knot of attachment that is there in your heart. So, Rida granthayor ridhi vidur munayo viraga. Viraga means not interested in the material life. So the person who are not interested in the material life, and who are they? In whose heart the granthi, the knot of attachment is not there. Why it is not there? Because they hear about the glories of the Supreme Personality of a God. Shunvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridayantosto Abhadrani Vidhunoti Suratsvata. If someone hears about the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Krishna specifically says, then what happens? Bhidyande Hridaya Granthi Chidyande Sarva Samshayaha. Bhidyande Hridaya Granthi. It cuts down the knots in the heart. Which knots? The knots of attachment. So the people who are not interested in the material life and without any attachment and free from material bondage, they only can know the personal form of the Lord. They can only establish relationship with the Lord. And these four relationships which are emphasized: Sakya, friendship with the Lord; Dasya, servitorship to the Lord; Vatsalya, parentship or parenthood for the Lord; and madhurya, that is parama. These four kinds of rasa, mellows, can be established by that person whose heart is free from the material contamination. Only that person can realize the personal form of the Lord and can establish himself in that relationship. I think we should remember this verse. Because if we are not devotees, we are definitely either demon or impersonalist. So we should understand that to know the absolute truth as a supreme personality of a Godhead, we should constitute ourselves on the Shuddha Sattva, on the pure goodness. Otherwise, it's not possible. And if we situate ourselves in that mode of Shuddha Sattva or pure goodness, then by the mercy of Lord, we can understand him and establish our relationship. Tesham eva anugampartam aham jnanam ajattamah nashayami atmavavasto jnana deepena bhasvatah. Tesham eva anukampa. It's Lord's mercy. By his mercy only you can get that knowledge. So let's work on this, because these are the wonderful verses that can make you understand how Lord is person. And that's why Mayavadis, a core-hearted Mayavadis, they never touch Srimad Bhagavatam, because their whole funda of philosophy or fundamentals of their philosophy is broken, shattered down in the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. If you read this verse, then where is the Mayavad then? What is that impersonal? Nothing. So let's try to under that philosophy. Mahaprabhu himself says that Siddhanta Baliyam ani Chitte Nakari Alas. Whenever there is a discussion on this technical points and principles of devotional service, we should be cautious. We should be very alert. We should be very attentive to hear them. So any question, any comment? I don't think so. It needs any other explanation about anything. Does it? No, it's clear. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki. Gadadhar bro.